Praise his name. Let's stand, if you will. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. Oh, how precious they are to us. We hear the call to come into your house, to hear you speak to us. Lord, with great anticipation of the revelation that you're going to grant to us, Lord. Lord, by faith and trusting, Lord, that Father, you reveal it to every heart in here. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. Have your way, Lord, in the songs and the hymns, Father, as they prepare our hearts and settle our minds for your word coming. Just bless every phase, Lord. Lord, and as your word comes forth, may we attentively watch and listen. Lord, pulling on you. For truly, without revelation, it's impossible to please you. Father, we know this. So that's why, Lord, we cry out. Feed us, oh God. Have your way. Lord, may your will be done in everything. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books there. I'd like to start on 170, if you'd like. Where could I go but to the Lord? He alone is our strength. Amen. Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's old, I go. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 150. Amen. 155. Sorry about that. Amen. Peace in the valley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright and the land is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh, yes. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. In the valley for me. There the flowers will be blooming, will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene. Oh yes. Well, the sun ever been in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I see there will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes. Well, the beast from the wild shall be led, my little child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Amen. All what we have to look forward to. Amen. All the scriptures that talks about it, what's looking forward to, and the half hasn't even yet been told. Oh, what a day it's going to be, saints. Amen. Page 182. Amen. Where we never grow old. Are you looking forward to that day? Amen. Some of us probably more than others. Amen.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand, Jesus on high. There we never shall die. It's a land where we never grow. Oh, never grow. In that beautiful home where we'll never more roam, we shall be in the sweet by and by. Happy praise to the King through eternity. It's a land where we never shall die. Oh, never grow. Oh, never grow. In a land where we never grow. When our life here is done, and the life crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end, and our voices will with the loved ones who've gone on before. Oh, never grow. Oh, never grow. In a land where we'll never grow. Oh, never grow. Oh, never grow. In a land where we'll never grow.
Amen. All saints, never forget. Keep your eye on the goal. Amen. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Would you like to come up, Brother Luke, and take up the offering? Hallelujah. That's the blessing, if you will.
We're so thankful for what you've done for us.
Oh, yes.
Have your perfect one, your perfect saying. Bless us all for the afternoon.
Amen. What a day that will be. What a day that will be. Oh, in my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promise. Something on your heart, a need, a request.
Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Gensel, would you like to take the request this evening?
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a grand opportunity has been today to have you with us and to come into the house of the Lord and to worship you in spirit and truth. And Lord, what a revelation is in them songs, Father. And when we, Lord, looking forward to what is going to take place and what you promised us, it helps to encourage us to keep pressing on. Father, not to give up. And Lord, may it be the desire of our hearts, each and every one of us, Lord, to have that completeness, to reach that final mark, Lord, that to wrap us up, and that we come home to be with you, Lord, throughout eternity. Lord, we're just thankful for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, you know every request tonight, Lord, what the need is in our hearts, Father. We just ask, Lord, that you would just meet it. And Lord, just bless you, brings forth the word, Father. Comes forth, Lord, we ask for revelation. Lord, that understanding of that word, Lord, above all things. Lord, that it would come in and find good ground. And Lord, that the Spirit would quicken it, Father, and bring forth much fruit in thy life. We just glorify thy holy name and just have your way in the remainder of the service. We ask in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. We'll be in song out in the somehow a special thing. You got one, Grace? Have you come?
Wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power of Jesus. No other name I know. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Amen. Truly, can
and you bless that wonderful name.
Amen. Let's all stand together and sing the little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Heavenly Father, we just humbly come before you again this evening. And Lord, we're asking for your help again now to help us to get a greater picture, Lord, of what it is to finish this work, Lord. Oh, God, help us now. Let there be something in your word that comes forth at all. Ignite, quicken, Lord, something on the inside. Lord Jesus, it'll cause a stir in our hearts. The Father will really express and bring forth in reality of the time which we live with a holy desire burning, Lord, that all passing by could see it. Lord, in our own lives we'd see it. But it's not I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Lord, help us now. Bless us again with thy holy word. We ask it in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We want to pick right up with the message this evening, where we left off today, but again, to renew your mind, again, to the book of John and 4:34, where Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Amen. Oh, I love that. It just, as I've said before many times, it seemed like whenever you're having something you're understanding enlightened to, and opened up your heart to, it just seems like you begin to see it everywhere through the scripture, the quotes, and everything. And that's what's happening in my heart. I'm beginning to see it just, it's everywhere. You know, the importance of this and the reality of it. And again, I want to read you this scripture in Luke 16, where we left off in 16th verse. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Amen. I looked up at again on presseth into it. It says to use force. That was in the Greek lexicon. And then in the English part of it, it says force or strength or energy exerted for the cause of change. And how true that is. The energy and strength that's applied, exerted for change. You know? And what is that change? Coming completely to the literal life of Jesus Christ and in this body take on immortality. That's the finished product. Praise God. That be changed in a moment and a twinkling eye. But that will not happen until life comes into the body. The literal life of Jesus Christ. And that's what we are, excuse me, that's what we are concerned about, is to see this literal life of Jesus Christ. Amen. To where every decision we make, every place we go, things we do in life in itself, whether we let cares of life saturate us and take us over and choke us and strangle us and all these things, All these things show up if the literal life of Jesus Christ isn't there. So, again, we can't hide our lives. Our lives is a storybook that's being looked at every day. And if we were to write it every day of our life, what would our book look like? Would our book look like the book of Acts? Or would it look like just a carnal old human being that's a hypocrite, that believes they're a Christian, a want-to-be, a try-to-be, someday want-to-be, but they never made it? Well, see, that's what we want to do, is not come to the end of that road we're talking about that's coming up very quickly, and time is running out. And there's no doubt, we know that. Like I say, you know as much as I do as far as what's going on throughout the land, just people's attitudes in general. I've never seen the human race in the mess that it is in now. Amen. Where there's so much hatred, there is so much envy and strife, jealousy, backbiting, just anything and everything that the Scripture said would be in the last days, it's here. Everything going on throughout the land as far as the earth doing what it's doing, it's happening exactly like it says. Wars and rumors of wars. It just seems like everything. You say, well, Brother Steve, we had wars years ago. Yeah, we did. But the thing of it is, anymore, it's all it's about is who's going to try to whip who. You know? This country's got this nuclear weapon. This one's got this special plane. And this one's got this battleship and this submarine. And everybody is wanting to cut each other's throat. You know? There is no love between any countries. How are you ever going to find any love between people themselves? You see? But Satan has planted these seeds. And he's the god of this evil age. And it ain't going to change until God burns it and cleans it off of this earth. But as I said, we can see that time we're living in. It's perilous times, dangerous times, Paul said. And we can see that. Men will be lovers of their own selves. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. How true that is. And even us sitting here today, this evening, we have to be careful of that. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. A pleasure. And some pleasures, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong if I go out here fishing. Don't condemn me if I go fishing. But you know what? I can make that wrong in my life. I can make hunting wrong in my life. If that's all that I'm dwelling on and all I live for, hunting, 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 it can be wrong in my life. I've made that first in my life. I can make my job wrong in my life. I can make farming wrong in my life. You can make anything wrong in your life if you don't give Jesus Christ the first place. You see? And all these things, as I said, is necessities to most of us. And like I say, hunting, it's not really something we have to do, but it's something we may enjoy to do. I used to enjoy it. I don't anymore, but some people still do, and it's fine, you see? But I don't enjoy it no more. I used to. But the thing of it is, everybody's got something they can rest up with. As I said, Brother Branham hunted, you know? But what was always the purpose? Watch what he said when he went hunting. To have God talk to him. That's why it never becomes something to him that was more important than God himself. Because God was in the picture. God was the most purpose of why he went. You see? And many things God did in those hunting trips to show that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. To show to the people at that time that God was still alive. When that silver-tipped grizzly come a-running at him and God done give the prophet a vision that grizzly was going to die. I can't remember the brother's name that was with him, but he made the statement. He said, Brother Branham, I didn't want him on my lap, you know. But that grizzly kept coming, but God gave him a vision he was going to kill that grizzly. And those people were seeing these things, God giving that prophet a vision, and it happening, taking place, happening, coming to pass, you see. But that even in itself, I'm trying to show you, God had a purpose in it, and that was not the first thing in his life, hunting. It was serving God, you see? Same way, like I say, farming. Me farming, What little bit I do, I just enjoy it. It gives me a little bit of rest. Gets my mind cleared. Many, many times I've gotten a message. Run the tractor, cutting hay, pitching hay, whatever it may be. Pitching manure with a manure fork. What? Got a message. Because it's not the first thing in my life. I've been thinking about what God wants me to do. I'm in a state, my mind's open for the Lord, whatever He wants. But what if I got to make this work, and I got to make money with this, and I got to make that work, and I can't let that fail. And it's just all my mind. My mind's just cluttered with it. Then it doesn't become Jesus Christ first in it, you see. But like I say, we can do that with anything in life, you see. You can make a car, an automobile, your God. Yeah. Nothing wrong with taking care of an automobile. Brother Branham used to keep his motor wiped off. But that automobile wasn't his God. It wasn't the most important thing in his life. No. But yet, like I say, anything in these cares of life can choke us if we let it. Now, I want you to listen to some of these things we read this evening. And I want you to watch these things Jesus used in some of these parables. All right? But we find here again, I want to read, let's read another scripture in 2 Corinthians 8th chapter. If you want to follow along with me, just again showing you how Paul was in tune with something getting finished when it comes to God. You see? 2 Corinthians 8th chapter, and this begin, just pick up a couple verses before, fourth verse, kind of get the picture there. Just a couple, few verses of it. We'll go to another one. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Amen. See, you ain't nobody going to do nothing without the will of God. Amen. You see, God has to do everything. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Oh. You see that trait that came down into, that spiritual trait that came down in Paul's thinking and everything he was looking at the same way Jesus did to finish what God wanted done. Not start something and just fizzle out. Because that is the picture you're seeing in so many so-called message-believing people. They started, they heard a message, they recognized a prophet. They begin to listen to the Word, they begin to see it tied in with Scripture, they seen it was the message of the day, and they start out and many begin to run. And now to begin to find out thousands of them are fizzling, growing cold. Yet they're a believer. Yet they'll listen to tapes. Yet they'll go to church. Say they're end time message believers. And then only to find out they're just good moral people. And that's it. Nothing else can be said. Just good moral people that's going to burn in hell. When it comes to finishing what God has desired people's lives. Amen. They miss the picture of it. They miss the reality of the very purpose they've been sent for. You see? God help us not miss the purpose we've been sent for. We didn't come here to just start out in this race and then fizzle out and just become good people. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You see? All right? Let's go on to another scripture. Just get a picture here going. All right, Luke 14. And let's read here, begin 25th verse. Luke 14. And 25th verse. Excuse me. And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them. Now there's a lot of people. Scripture says multitudes followed him, and he turned to begin to speak. If any man come to me, who is he? Jesus Christ. the word. If any man come to me, you want to start this thing with me? If anybody comes and starts this with me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also. He cannot be my disciple. Now, does Jesus mean we just ought to start hating our parents and hating our children? And No. You missed the picture. You missed the reality of what he's talking about. What we was talking about this morning, him being first in our life, with a reality, not just talking about it, not just agreeing with it, it's not just saying amen to it, but in reality, being first. He cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, that's death to his own carnal senses, his own carnal choices in life, his own carnal decisions that he makes, that we all have made one time or another, or maybe still making. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, forget all about yourself. You're here to do the will of God and to finish his work. You forget about everything else because you're here for that purpose. No, Brother Steve, I'm an American citizen. I'm a member of the body of Christ, and I'm a believer, and I've got a life to live. Yeah, okay. So you got a life to live. I got a life to die. Apostle Paul said, I die daily. I come under or bring my body under subjection to that word. I die daily. Every day. Because you can't do anything you want to do. It's, Lord, what is thy will for me today? Now that's what Jesus is talking about. Yeah. And this is what Jesus was talking. I said, I have meat to eat you know nothing of. As I said this morning, I wonder how many of us sitting here don't know what that meat is. This meat that we're talking about to do the will of God. First, above everything in this life. And if something gets in the way of doing that, I hate it. I can't stand it. There's such a burning desire in your heart and determination in your heart to get to that finished work. You're not going to let anything deter you. Whether it be mother, dad, children, brothers, sisters, whoever it may be, you're not going to let anything hinder you from that. See? And whosoever did not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now listen to what he says after saying that. For which of you, I ask you personally, which of you? You personally. I'm talking to you. Intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost wherewith he hath sufficient to finish it. You ever think about that? There's a literal life of Jesus Christ to come forth. Have you sat down and thought about the cost that goes with this? Of having to take up your cross daily and follow him? That we can't be our own? The scripture says we're not. For you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Is that right? Absolutely. Have we sat down and thought about the cost that comes with this? Oh, and look at the people that think they're Christians. Just think of it. And then compare it with Scripture. Wow. Few there shall be that goes in that narrow way. Many. And broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many finds it. But very few will find this narrow way that leads to life everlasting. Well, Brother Steve, I thought, you know, I'd become a Christian, it was just a bed of roses and a bed of ease. No, it depends on what you want. Depends on what you want in your life, whether how much of God you want in your life. Do you want Him all the way in your life? Do you want to make sure that heaven's your home? Then there's a great price to it. Yeah, there's a great price. Yeah, to some, maybe father and mother don't want nothing to do with you because of that. Maybe a brother, natural brother and sister don't want nothing to do with you because of that. Maybe there's some church that don't want nothing to do with you because of that. Yeah. Maybe there's some men on the job you work with that don't want nothing to do with you because of that. You always look down at the black sheep. That old religious fanatic person. You know? I don't like being around him because he condemns me. I don't like that happy and strengthen life in God he's got because it makes me feel bad. I'll stay away from him. He's no good anyway. Yeah. Persecution? Distress? Peril? Sword? Huh? Is there any of those things that shall separate you from the love of God? Huh? For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Less happily, in other words, whether or not, after he hath laid the foundation. I'm going to tell you what. Most of us in here, the foundation's been laid. And we've been building. Yeah. We've been building. Some maybe been building more years than others have been building. But the foundation's been laid. And you're building. Lest haply, or whether or not, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. Oh. Get to that finish line that we had up here on the board. Not able to finish. Are we feeling anything on the inside that I may not be able to finish this? I don't know. It depends on maybe how hard Brother Steve brings this out. Ain't how hard Brother Steve brings this out. It's whether we can get the reality of it or not. You see? I have nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you, trying to point you to God's roadmap that'll get you in. You see? So it depends on how important it is to us, what we're going to do with it. Of course, if it ain't very important to us, there ain't much price to it. But if you want to get all the way and go all the way to the finish line, there's a great price to it. Yeah. Lest haply he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. Oh, my. Now, wait a minute, Brother Steve. You said you was a real believer, you know, and you preached it and the gospel and all this, you know. And now look at you. You can't make it. You can't do it. Have we ever thought about that? Have we ever thought that, or had a thought cross our mind? I don't know if I can do it or not. I don't know if I can make it all the way or not. The 10 spies, they knew they couldn't make it. They went a long ways, but when it come to crossing over into Canaan, and where the milk and honey flowed, they said, no. We look like grasshoppers in their eyes. There was these giants over there, and they thought there was no way they was going to kill them giants to get what God promised them. But there was two elected that stood up. Amen. Men and brethren were more than able to take the land. They pressed, and they pressed. And God gave them. because God let them know and revealed to them that that land belonged to them. And I'm going to tell you what, that finish line belongs to you, friends. Yes. Hallelujah. Depends on what you're made up on the inside, whether you're going to get to the end or not. And finish this work. And be excited about it. Be conscious of it. And not be dead conscious, deadly conscious, to where our mind's dead into it, to where we don't realize even what's going on. We're just being Christians, we think. Where the things of the world has choked it out. And put us into this condition of this great accident, and we're knocked unconscious. We can't realize what's going on. And then it goes back into that what the prophet preached, spiritual amnesia. And spiritual amnesia is going throughout the land. It's a terrible disease, a spiritual disease. And it's traveling all through the land, all through churches, message churches and everything. It just don't stop at denominational organizations. It's done whipped. Now it's going through message churches, and that spiritual amnesia is trying to kill everything it can. Amen. It's a deadly disease. But what lies within us? Is it lying within us to where it can conquer that disease? And something pressing on the inside, we're going to get to that finish line, men and brethren. We're more than able to take it. Come on, who's going to follow me? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. This happened after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it. All that behold him, behold it, begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. I wonder if anybody will be able to say that about us. Ha! They left us, and now they started, and now they ain't finishing it. Look at them. Ha, ha, ha. I knew they wouldn't make it. Huh? Mocking. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consoleth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. And I'm going to tell you what, when you're on that journey, friends, to get to that finish line, there's many times it looks like there's 20,000 against your 10. Yeah. And if Jesus Christ ain't on your side, friends, that 20,000 is going to take you under. And that spiritual amnesia is going to strike. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever be of you, I'm talking to every one of you, who be of you, that forsaketh not all that he hath. Now, some of us in here has got more than others. Some of us has got a lot of hath. Some don't have much hath. Some's got less hath than others hath. But we all hath. Yeah. We all hath. But Jesus is telling this. So likewise, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath. What's going to be more important in your life? Huh? You may be have hath, but are you able to forsake it? That if God tells you to walk away from it, you can walk away from it? Oh, Brother Steve, I've worked all my life for this, and I'm going to tell you what, this ain't happening. This ain't happening. I'm going to tell you what already happened in the book of Acts. Look what they walked away from and sold their belongings to give to help others so they would all be in the same place, the same condition. Yeah. Until Ananias and Sapphira come by, the old hypocrites, you know, and tried to make everybody believe they was doing their part. But the Holy Ghost knew they wasn't doing their part. And the Holy Ghost knows today if you can't forsake everything. for Jesus Christ. And make Him first in your life. He knows all about it. He knows all about it when that job is more important than He is. He knows all about it when that home is more important than He is. He knows all about it when that little wife's more important to you than He is. Yeah. He knows when that automobile is more important than He is. He knows when natural food is more important than He is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, He does. Salt is good. But if the salt have lost his savor, if it ain't got no flavor to it anymore, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. Wow, that's just totally worthless, isn't it? We may think we got some flavor about us that's going to come out and do God some good and do something good for His kingdom. But if we've lost all the flavor there, though how much salt we may call ourselves salt, what good are we? Ain't no good. It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, I don't know how many here have ears to hear, but God knows. Amen. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so it is tonight, what I've read. Amen. That he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. You see? All right, let's go on. In closing, Brother Bram said in Shalom, January 12, 1964. To me, paragraph 142, to me, I want to see what's promised for the day. I want to know what the light of the hour is. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. So I can know how to walk in it.
Amen.
I want to know where I'm living and what age I'm in and how far up the road I am. That's what I want to know. How far up that road and how close I am to the finish line. Because if I ain't close enough yet, I want to press like I've never pressed before. Hallelujah. As Paul said, I could stand quoting again, forgetting those things that are in the past. And now I press toward the mark. The high calling to the complete, are you listening? To the complete identification. When all time will fade out into eternity.
Amen.
When Jesus comes. Amen. Complete identification. I want to get to that finish line where it's complete identification. What? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Be seen in my life. And He'll see in my life that I've forsaken all. That He's the most important one in my life. Again, we may sit here and be able to make decisions in our own thinking and say, yes, He's my everything. You know, there's a little song we sing, He is my all. He is my everything. Yeah. But what does God see? Does He see? Oh, we might be a good moral person, a nice person, and kind to people, and help people and all that. But does He really see in that position with Him? That He is my all and first love in my heart. Does He see the actions of that? You know, Brother Bram said, he said, how is your little wife going to know that she loves you if you don't tell her she's the best cook in the world and all this, that, and the other? You see? And tell her you love her. Huh? And give her a hug. How is she going to know that? How's God going to know that He's first in my life if my life isn't showing that? That I go out there and I do whatever I want to do and say, oh, I hope this is the will of the Lord. Huh? Or go out there and do whatever I want to do. And God was never even thought about. He never even come into the picture. I just done what I want to do. I'm going hunting. Praise God, I'm going hunting. I didn't even ask God of pleasing to Him for me to go hunting this day? Or is there something I need to overcome and I need to study and pray and cry out to God, Lord, I need to overcome this thing. Maybe you just made a real boo-boo that you just can't quit doing and you just know there's something needed in your spiritual life, but I'm going hunting. Who's first? Or I'm going fishing. Or I'm going farming. Or it may be. And you know there's something in your life that needs to be overcome. You know you need a closer walk with God. And then I just run out and do whatever I want to do. My pleasure. Men, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Hetty. Hetty, in control. God not in control. Hetty, high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Oh my. Apostle Paul warned us, in this day it'd be very dangerous. For these things would happen. Who is first in your life? Huh? Yes, hunting's nice. Nice thing to get out, stroll through the woods. Yes, get away and rest. But was it first before God was? Huh? Maybe a brother down there needs prayer. Maybe a little sister going through some real trials and tests. Maybe she's going through the change of life and she's needing a little boost and a little strength and show a little care. Maybe a little help around the house. Yeah. But I'm going shopping. Friday's my shopping day. Now I'm going regardless. Who was first in your life? Have you caught it yet? You are. Then we'd have to change the scripture for that. I live, yes, I live. In the flesh I live, and Christ don't liveth in me.
Amen.
But it's supposed to be I live, but yet it's not I that liveth. It is Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, revelation of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See? I wonder if we can think even scriptures such as thinking more on the things of others than things yourself. What would come out of our life for an answer? Let's close here. Let me read here, How Can I Overcome? This was preached August 25th, 1963, paragraph 84 beginning. And you sisters, come on up if you don't mind. You know, Israel started out. I could say the same thing and bring it in here. They started out 2 million strong. And ended up with 2 men. Right. They saw the works of God. Who did? Them 2 million people seen the works of God. My, that ain't a type of today. Thousands know this message. Thousands know what Brother Branham did, what God did through Brother Branham. Thousands are just amazed still at what Brother Branham did. My, they're message followers and believers. No doubt millions now.
Amen.
They saw the manifestation of the Spirit. And we may not have seen it and been there, but we've been seeing video clips and things.
Amen.
We read about, we hear it on tape, the power of God moving. They saw great and mighty miracles done there in Egypt. Oh, no, wait a minute. Brother Branham's just saying these things because to fill up his message. No. He's showing us a type here. And everything, and started out, but it wasn't in their heart. It wasn't in their heart. I just kept on talking about all day today. It wasn't in the heart. They didn't overcome. They just come out, and Jesus said, and they perished in the wilderness. What was the wilderness type of? The testing, trials, cares of life. And are eternally dead. Every one of them is dead. That means eternal separation. Every one of them rotted in the wilderness. But there was two men, Joshua and Caleb. And when it come to the showdown, oh, the obstacles was so great till they looked like grasshoppers side of them. And God said that they were overcomers. They overcame. They was the ones that was privileged out of the whole great organization of people, 2 million of them. There was only two privileged. There was overcomers. To take the real elected bride into the promised land, Joshua and Caleb in the front lines out there as two generals led them right down to the river and crossed the river over into the promised land. Why? They believed the word no matter what. Amen. Then Dathan raised up, and so did Korah. And they tried to say, this man is trying to make himself above all the rest of us. He's more holier than the rest of them. After God had thoroughly vindicated the man, they said, we'll just start a group of people, and we'll make this, that, and the other, and we'll make organizations, we'll do this, and they died and perished. But those men had the word of the Lord, and they stayed with it, and they went over. Hallelujah. It's not he that starts. It's he that finishes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. Men and brethren were more than able to take the land. God has put inside of us to get us to that finish line. Oh, hallelujah. I feel His Holy Spirit. Amen. Many start the race, but there's only one finishing it. There'll be many churches start, many groups of people. There'll be one group finish. That's the overcomers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the overcomers. That can overcome all these choking things in life. All these material things. Homes, jobs, families. Anything that distracts. They can overcome it all.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ be first in their life. Hallelujah. How about you, brothers?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say it again. Men and brethren, sisters in Christ, we're more than able to take the land. We're more than able to get to that finish line. Hallelujah. If God be for me, who can be against me? What shall separate us from the love of God? Shall peril or sword, famine, nakedness? Nay, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Oh, how great He is.
Amen.
Amen. I guess we'll quit there. But it's delicious. This is spiritual food in due season. And it's truly due season, friends, to get to that finish line. Hallelujah. And if it's the Holy Ghost will keep us right in time, friends. And if it's the Holy Ghost, when it gets to the end, friends, what's going to happen? That rapture is going to take place. Hallelujah. When you see that life coming to the body, you know the rapture's at hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who's going to get you to that finish line? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What am I reading? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Follow Him.
Amen.
He'll take you through.
Amen.
Don't follow me. Follow Him, the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, if I'm following Him, then it's up to you. As Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Amen. But if I don't follow Him, don't you follow me. You follow the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I hope you can get a picture of what we're seeing. Amen. Glory to his name. Let us all stand. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Brother Settle.
Great is our God.
Amen. Ain't that the truth? He's going to take us through. Amen. He's great. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one. Oh, yes, he is. That ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. How great is our God. Is he great to you? Hallelujah. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He roll back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Oh, yes. And he said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Sing it again. Brother Gensel, come dismiss us. Great is our God. Amen. How great is his word. Yes, he is. He's the greatest one, oh yes, that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will lead you, put your trust in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'd like to share a little testimony with you, if it's all right with Brother Dion.
Amen. It's fine.
A young lady that came, arrived at our home Friday night. And I'd had a long day, was very exhausted, and I'd went to bed. And just amazing me how the Lord works. But at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and I was just wide awake. And I kept laying there, and I tried to go back to sleep, couldn't go back to sleep. Lord's did this before, and I finally told my wife, I'm going to go in and pray and just study the word a little bit. And I couldn't explain it. I just wasn't tired. I should have been exhausted, you know. So I go in there, and I prayed, and Holy Spirit was there, and I was reading my Bible, and I put on one of Brother Bram's messages, and I feel bad for this. I dozed off and went to sleep. When I woke up, I said, Lord, I want to disrespect your word. I stopped it, and I said, I'll re-listen to it later. I realized, you know, I'm exhausted. I was getting ready to get up, and she walked in the living room. And I said, are you hungry? Because it was morning time, you know. And she's like, no. She says, okay, if I go get my Bible. And I said, sure. So she does, and comes, sits down. I said, what would you like to study, and or what questions you have, you know, and is there a particular Bible story you'd like to know about? And she just starts asking questions, one after another. Amazed me. She's so hungry to know the truth.
Praise God.
And things that people struggle in this message to see, she latched onto it and grasped it.
Amen.
She understood it.
Glory.
Oh, I was in 2.5 hours later, and I thought, I better stop. I'm giving her probably too much to handle. And just the time flew by.
Amen.
And she said, will you pray with me? I'd like to give my heart to the Lord.
Amen.
I said, sure, and led her to Christ. And I got up, and I was thinking, you know, didn't really see no changes. You don't see that emotional. You know, a lot of people believe in that, you know, speaking in tongues and so forth. Mm-hmm. The Lord and Holy Spirit brought back to my memory what Brother Ben said. He said, my job is to get them to Christ.
Amen.
He said, that's Christ's job.
Amen.
To bring them in. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, they're watching our lives. Oh, they can feel, and that's what I want in my life. Everywhere I go, that they can see Jesus Christ every day of my life. Every second. That there be a hunger there.
Glory.
A thirst to have what we have.
Amen.
And that I can be an example unto them. I'm nothing.
You know, that's Christ coming. Amen. And living through us.
Amen.
And the same works, that manifested word in this hour.
Amen.
Them scriptures have become alive.
That's right.
What scriptures in there applies to us for our hour? Searching and hunting and looking.
Amen.
And here come a young lady. Mm-hmm. And the Lord just brought everything right in there and answered prayers and stuff. And I just love and appreciate that
Amen.
He picked this time, this hour, to allow me to live.
Amen.
To be one of those that he says, I'm going to work through you to manifest
Amen.
My work.
Hallelujah.
And that my determination, my hunger, my meat, my desire is, Lord, reach that finish line.
Amen.
I know I can't live this
Glory.
Life.
Hallelujah.
It's going to take you, but just get me out of the way, Lord.
Amen.
You come in and you live that life through
Hallelujah.
Me, whatever it might be. Whatever in life I need to lay
yes.
aside.
Amen.
If it means getting up 3 o'clock in the morning to be sitting there right the perfect time when she come in there.
Amen.
That's what it's for. That's
Amen.
What I want to do. It's your will, Lord, today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just love
Glory.
And appreciate it.
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord,
Glory.
I just have such a burning in my heart, Lord.
Amen.
I just love and appreciate you so much for what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
What an excitement, Lord, is within my heart,
Amen.
Lord, to see the word being vindicated in this hour and
yes,
seeing
Lord.
You moving. And Lord, how you're even showing that little bride
Hallelujah.
That you're right there beside her and you're just holding us tight. You're drawing us close to you.
Yes,
what a
Lord.
Love relationship we're having, Father, with you.
Oh,
and Lord,
God.
How we truly have that desire in our heart,
Amen.
Lord. Have your way in our lives. Not my will, but thine be done. Whatever
Amen.
It might be, Lord, we were willing to lay it aside, Lord. There's an urgency, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
But we know one thing. We trust in you. You're going to lead us all the way through. You're going to live this life through us, Father.
Amen.
Each and every
Hallelujah.
Day. And you're going to prove to
Lord.
This world, in this wicked, darkness that we're in, that you're here, that our lights are shining,
Amen.
And that people can see you. And Lord, oh, how we just love
God.
And appreciate
Hallelujah.
You that, Lord, you've given us this opportunity in this hour,
yes,
Lord,
Amen.
To live for you, Lord.
Oh,
how
God.
Many of yeah. our great brothers and sisters of old look for this day and their time.
Amen.
Oh, God, but you loved us and you chose us for this hour.
Oh,
Lord,
God.
May we not be dragging our feet.
Amen.
Lord, may we not be slothful. Lord, may we, if we need to get on our knees and cry out to you and say,
oh,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Burn.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Stir up the coals in our life, I guess
oh,
you would say.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
get that fire going, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And that, Lord, that they would see and they could draw strength off of us, Lord, that they would
yes.
see that in our lives. That it wouldn't be just something
God.
That we would say, Lord, with our lips. But Lord, there'd be a vindication
God.
In our lives, Lord, that they would
Amen.
See
yes.
that word being vindicated
oh,
in us,
God.
Father.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Lord, how we just love and appreciate
Amen.
You, Father. We just thank you for your word, Lord,
thank
and
you,
how you're
Lord.
Bringing it to every service, Lord, and continually building, Lord, and bringing us closer
oh,
and closer
Jesus.
To that finish line,
Amen.
Lord. How we just love and appreciate you so
thank
much.
You, Lord.
And we just pray, Lord, you'd bless each and every one of us. Lord, that as we go forth, if it be thy will, another day tarries.
Oh,
Lord, that would be our hunger and desire, Lord, is have your way in our lives.
Yes, grant,
Lord, and to reach that
Hallelujah.
Finish line, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just glorify thy holy name. Just be with us. Lord,
Amen.
We just pray that you'll remember this sister, Father. She's really
yes,
hungering.
Lord,
that you just
Strength
come in there
her,
and
Lord,
do a work in her life.
In there,
oh,
over,
God,
man.
And just, oh,
Amen.
Father, fill her clear up.
Yes,
till she's
Lord.
Overflowing.
Praise
that, Lord,
God.
Maybe she could be an example to some others.
Amen.
Lord, what Jesus can do in a teenager's life and
Amen.
How they can live and walk according to your written word
yes,
in that Bible.
Lord.
And we just thank you, Lord, for
Amen.
All that you're doing, Lord. And just have your
Hallelujah.
Word. And we just glorify your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We'll see you again.
How great is our God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
How great is his word. Oh, yes. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. Amen. And he said, trust in me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just
like to remind everybody, don't forget to go see Brother Geiser. You get a chance if anybody ain't seen him or he's over at Logan Healthcare. I believe it's 606 is the room number. So don't forget about him. I'm sure he'll appreciate
Amen.
You stopping
Amen.
In and seeing him.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Love and appreciate you, my brother. Oh, appreciate you so much. Lord, just blessing and strengthening. Amen.